A prison inmate convicted of child rape and pornography will not get a new trial. The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of Waylon Urey, whose appeal was heard on October 3rd. Urey's attorney argued that Fourth Circuit Judge Michael Day should not have partially closed the courtroom when the 5-year-old victim testified. He said that the judge did not hear sufficient evidence to justify the closure. At oral arguments, Assistant Attorney General Ann Meyer disagreed. She pointed out that the judge learned of the child's demeanor and background during a pretrial motions hearing, as well as from viewing video of investigative interviews with the child.
It's obvious that this little girl is going to have a tough time getting up there and talking about what's going on. And the trial court certainly has the intelligence and the capability to decide whether the court has closed the trial.
Justices ruled unanimously that the judge did not err when he closed the courtroom to the general public. The victim's family, a victim assistant, and members of the news media were not excluded. The High Court also found that the judge was justified in refusing to throw out Urey's interview with an investigator. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.